Good morning, XTU.
Hey, this is Tyler.
Tyler Farr, good morning. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How's it going with you?
Oh, good. It's raining a little bit here. I ain't been out really outside yet. I just got up about 45 minutes ago.
Where are you right now as we speak?
At my farm here in just south of Nashville.
Trying to patch in Andy Summers from home. You know, with this whole social distancing, we all have to be spread out.
Oh, it's crazy, man. It's, you know, we did a, for Broken Bow, we did a, every week we've been doing this, like, brainstorming call. We did, like, we had, like, 20 people on a video conference call thing, and it was nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, so, you had to, like, raise your hand.
You've been doing some fun stuff even before quarantine, though, Tyler. Can we just talk about your pants?
Yo, crotch on fire?
yeah, that.
Well, you know, that's... I'm a giver. You got to make America laugh, and that, you know, if it means sacrificing. I didn't sacrifice much, but I sacrificed a potentially bad situation going, because if that went wrong, a lot of stuff could have went wrong there. But thank God it didn't.
Yeah, if I have, I wrote down some things in front of me to ask you about, and it's funny looking at the list because it says Risky Jam from Instagram Live, I Saw a Tiger, and Crotch. That's what I've written down.
That's great.
We've thankfully gotten rid of your crotch. Tell me about this I Saw a Tiger video that you put together.
Well, we're actually Saturday was the opening day of youth turkey season. And I take this little boy, who's not little anymore. He's taller than me now. He's about 15. And I take him hunting every year on my farm here. And he had already, for a buck commander, I know, I think y'all may know or may not know, I don't know. Bought in a part of to co-ownership with buck commander with Jason and Luke Bryan and Willie. And then, so we've been filming a lot of hunts. We just got done filming a turkey hunt. He had got one that morning. We were done by like 7:30. And my manager is texting Jacob, one of our camera guys, and he's like, get him to do the Tiger King video. That'd be hilarious. Just get him to do it. And I hadn't seen it yet. I've listened to this thing on podcast before this was out on the show, and I just kind of started watching it. And I watched it, and I was just like, this is the most corniest, dumbest crap I've ever seen. I mean, because it is. It is absolutely just ridiculous.
But, coming from a guy who lit his crotch on fire.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, I'm not going to write a song that ridiculous. I mean, that's just lighting your crotch on fire. Not a stupid tiger song. But so we knocked that out in about 30 minutes. And I don't know, hopefully it gives some people at home that are losing their minds some laugh.
And people can also check out, you mentioned your work with Buck Commander. They have a YouTube channel. And
we do.
Just the title of this latest episode is Turkey Hunt Gone Wrong, Mower Explosion. You want to give us a
And that is featuring Red Akins, the one and only 90s country singer, Thomas Rhett's father, one of my good friends. He's one of the guys that got me started in the industry. And I'm not even going to tell anybody about it. Like, I'm just going to, I'll tell you one part is that the diesel does not go into a fuel tank. It goes into a diesel fuel tank. And this, on that episode, you find out what exactly happens when you put diesel fuel into a non-diesel tank. So
now that we've covered your tiger video, lighting your crotch on fire and blowing up a mower, let's finally get to your new single, Only Truck in Town. Tell us about that.
Well, it came out, I want to say about 3 or 4 weeks before this COVID stuff hit the fan. And but that's kind of a bummer for me, you know, because had a little momentum. It was, you know, I could feel like a little buzz going on about it. And that's what you want. And then this whole thing came in. It's like, took the wind right out of sails. But we're just going to keep pushing it. You know, I've been speaking with Jason about it. And, you know, I'm going to start doing some Only Truck in Town, like sessions from the truck where a buddy of mine rides with me and I answer, you know, questions from the fans and just do what I can while this is going on. Jason's at his beach house till I think he said June or something. I'm pretty much going to be here out at the farm. And fortunately, I have some land to roam around on. I know a lot of people don't. but just making the best out of what you have.
And right, Tyler, thank you for you keeping us all entertained.
That's all I have to do, buddy, right now. So hopefully somebody gets some laughs.
Thank you very much, Tyler Farr. XTU is always here for you, man. Thanks for taking some time to join us today.
Thank you, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.